Gurdjieff intentionally left it open-ended so that each person not only verify for themselves, apply it for themselves, but discover for themselves what the ultimate horizon of transformation and of the direction of the work is, you know, which is profoundly spiritual. But he did not highlight that, even as a man of prayer behind all of his shenanigans, yes, he left it for each person to make that connection for themselves. At a certain stage of the work, there's a leaping off and a discovery of the divine, the sacred, in one's own way, you know, which is not formulated by the fourth way system. So that there is this freedom to discover for oneself what there is to discover, ultimately. So that a Rodney Collin ends up in the Roman Catholic Church, Gerard Palmer ends up in the Orthodox Church, translating the Philokalia with the secretary of Uspensky, Madame Kadublowski, and Gerald Palmer, who were with Uspensky, are the translators of the Philokalia, sacred teachings of Orthodoxy from, you know, a dozen centuries of the Holy Fathers. So there is a direct, powerful link there. Uspensky himself, in one of the last published books on his transcripts, says what Gurdjieff is reported as saying: go find it, go find the tradition on Mount Athos, find it in the Jesus Prayer, find, you know, strangely enough, both of them pointed to that. And of course, it isn't black and white. You don't just go there and find it, you know. It is crucial to not get stuck at that assumption that, as Gurdjieff said, quoted in Search of the Miraculous, without a school, you're like a man lost at sea. He refers to that metaphor. But you must understand that that is almost like saying, if you're not in this school with us, you have no contact with God. God can't be found, you know, and that is obscene. After I left the school I was in, which was a very sophisticated school, there was, you know, well-educated people, and no one thought they were in a cult. It was high culture, it was profound thought, etc. After that, I went into seminary and I studied sociology, specifically seeking the dynamics. And I found the checklist of dynamics of a cult, the psychology of it, was all there in place. So that no matter how sophisticated, how different the group is, people default into these hierarchical roles, into this need for power, into rigid thinking. Gurdjieff calls it formatory thinking. It is inevitable. And there is a deep tragedy that you find this everywhere. I hear that even Yogananda told somebody, you know, you'll be lost if you leave my school. Some desperate need to retain control, connection, whatever it is, but all I can do is confirm for you absolutely that, of course, in God's universe, there is no such thing as being lost if you're not in this group or that group, because the whole purpose of these groups is to put us in touch with the holy, with God, with our deeper selves, yes? It is an absolute sign of a cultish mindset. Whoever says you're lost if you leave this group, you can only accomplish this in this group. And, you know, there's no way around that, because it is limiting the fullness of life, the presence of God in our existence when it is reduced to that. So it may, you know, it is a partial truth. It is good to follow someone who knows more. It is good to have holy elders, shall we say, along the way. But ultimately, it is the inner teacher within that must come forth.
Yes.
This becoming man number four. There is something so dry and clinical in the way of saying that, which, you know, we understand it intellectually. Balanced man, not living only instinctively, automatically, for instance, recognizing the moving center needs, the intellectual needs, the emotional needs, all of that, yes. But isn't it so much more beautiful, holistic, meaningful to speak of humility before God, remembrance of God? You know, you mentioned a ladder. I think of the Ladder of Divine Ascent, the book by St. John Climacus, which has 30 steps of that progression, instructions to the monks. One of my favorite chapters in New Seeds of Contemplation, which I read back in 1980 and was a transition from my Gurdjieffian esoteric school into integration with Christian mysticism in a whole new dimension of what this work really was. So anyway, the chapter, The Gift of Understanding. The Gift of Understanding. That chapter had a very special power for me at that time, in terms of creating parallels between his own experience of the prayer life and higher consciousness developed through the Fourth Way teachings. And seeing that merging opened new horizons for me. The Fourth Way all by itself cannot function. It is not meant to be in a box by itself. It has to be connected to the vaster ideas and realities